You're listening to SBS News.
As the nation waits for the election to be called, the Coalition is holding out for a court decision over an internal New South Wales Liberal pre-selection battle. The Prime Minister's personal intervention to select his preferred candidates has seen internal quarrels with the Liberal Party spilling out publicly, distracting from Scott Morrison's campaign message. The New South Wales Court of Appeal is set to decide over the Liberal pre-selection stoush tomorrow. Mr. Morrison praised his own resilience throughout the scrutiny and criticised Labor and the Greens' economic plan.
I stand before you all the time, and people have certainly thrown plenty at me. But here I am, standing strong, standing tall, and this election campaign is an opportunity for the Australian public to scrutinise the alternative. Last week, Thursday night, he had the opportunity to lay out an alternative economic plan for the country. He didn't. The opposition, the Labor Party and the Greens, a blank page when it comes to economic policy.
He says accusations of racism against his 2007 pre-selection opponent, Michael Toke, who has Lebanese heritage, are baseless.
I absolutely reject that as malicious slurs. It is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I've dealt with it time and again. And the leaders of the Lebanese community, I think, voices have spoken most significantly about this matter and just, you know, what's behind all this. I think it's very clear.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has called the Liberal Party's pre-selection process less than ideal, but denies accusations the Prime Minister is racist.
Well, the Prime Minister has categorically denied those claims, and as I said on Insiders yesterday, Jamal Rifi, a leader of the Australian Lebanese Muslim community, has said Scott Morrison doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
With a federal election expected to be announced in the coming days, Mr. Frydenberg redirected attention to the budget, which he once again praised.
It was very clear what we put to the Australian people. Easing cost of living now, with the halving of the fuel excise, the top-up to the Lomito, the low and middle income tax offset, $250 payments to 6 million pensioners, veterans, carers and concession card holders, including eligible self-funded retirees, and the cheaper and more accessible and affordable medicines.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese, who's currently leading the polls, says the Liberal Party is divided and too focused on criticising Labor rather than internal issues.
This is a tired old government that's out of ideas and out of time. They want a change. They want a government that actually has a plan for a better future, not a plan that's divided, not a government that is just arguing. When you ask about this government, whether it's even the Treasurer was at it again yesterday. There he is. In the week after the budget, it took until Wednesday morning, the morning after, for this government to talk about Labor, more Labor, and even more Labor.
Mr. Albanese says he won't be concerned with movements in the polls until Election Day, reaffirming his commitment to reform Australia's aged care sector.
And I'll say this, is the Coalition actually saying we can't afford to give older Australians decent food and decent care? Is that what they're saying? They established a Royal Commission into aged care, which is in crisis, which had a one-word summary of neglect, and now they're refusing to actually respond to the recommendations of their Royal Commission. I say this, I make no apologies for saying that our older Australians deserve to live with dignity and with respect.
The federal election must be held by the 21st of May. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.